Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. God, you are awesome. You are amazing. Welcome to Saturday. This is Pastor Katisa, and this is God's Got This, God's Got Us, God's Got You, God's Got Me. It is awesome pleasure, amen, to bring the word of God, to bring encouragement to our youth today. And so grateful, so thankful for this opportunity. Before we go any forward, we are going to go to God in prayer, give him praise and giving him glory, giving him the honor. Truly, God is worthy of all the praise. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, bless us. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. Amen. And we honor you, Father God, and bless you in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise. Father God, right now, God, we come before you. You are so mighty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. Today we are continuing on. Continuing on in our topic on love today, amen. And I just forgive me that there's a little bit of technical difficulties today, but praise be to God. We're going to move forward. We're in the book of 1 John, the book of 1 John, amen. We're going to the book of 1 John. Glory be unto God. We're still in that book. First John. I wanted to stop by and encourage our youth that God, about God's love still. God's love is amazing. It's wonderful. It is awesome. And so we are in First John in chapter 5, starting in verse 1. It says, everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ, is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how that we know that we love the children of God. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. Verse 3 says, in fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For verse 4 says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. God's got this. God's got us. God's got me. Got you. And how do we grab hold of God and God having us? We have to have faith. We have to have faith in his son Jesus and believe in him. That's what God is saying to us right here in 1 John chapter 5. He says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. So if you love God, the Father, then you love Jesus Christ. And we have the love. And we know that feeding chapter that it said God is love. God is love. And the greatest, it says these three will make faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. But we got to start off by having faith and believing that Jesus is God's son. So, young person, I want to encourage you in your faith today. And it doesn't matter what your friends might be saying or laughing at you because you attend services and you talk about God and you talk about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not your focus. Your focus is on the Lamb of God. Your focus is on Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is your Savior? Who is your Lord? Amen. Who is God's Son? And so in having faith in him, this is also what we must do. This is also what we must do. Amen. You want to know that God's got you? And this is how we know. We read God's word. We study his word. We love him. We pray to him. But this is also what we must do. Verse 2. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2 said, this is how we know that we love the children of God. This is how we know we love the children of God, by loving God, carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. By loving God and carrying out his commands. Amen. We want to love God. We want to carry out his commands. We know what the commandments say. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not lie. Honor your father and mother. And then it said God before. They said you shall have no other God before me. Those are the commandments that God has given. Yes. And those, if we try to keep them within ourselves, we don't have the power to do it. But believing God in Jesus Christ, we do have, amen, the power to do it, because God gives his spirit within us. He said he will write those commands on our hearts. He will write those commands in your mind. You will be changed. You and I will be changed into the image of Christ Jesus. We will begin to be transformed. You will no longer look like the person you looked like a year ago. When you start to love God, when you start to love Jesus, you will have that smile on your face, because, yes, God has got this because of his love, and God's got us because we love him and we love each other and we love other people. That is the gospel truth. Amen. And we are here to spread the gospel truth. Glory be unto God. Glory be unto his name. God is awesome. He is worthy of praise. Amen. So we continue on. In fact, we want to start verse 3 again. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, in fact, this is love for God. This is love for God. This is love for God. To keep his commands. To keep his commands. This is love for God, to keep his commands, okay? And his commands are not burdensome. We don't consider those things, to love God and to love each other. Those, that's not a burden. That doesn't weigh us down. That doesn't make us sad. That doesn't make us upset. That doesn't, you know, we don't want to do that. Though we want to love God because He so loves us. He is so good. He is so good. God is so good. God is so awesome. Amen. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory and honor. He is worthy of our love. We got to get that in our mind. We can't focus on what's going on around us. Amen. We can't focus on what people's faces when we telling them about Jesus. We can't focus on people's what people will say about us to others. Amen. Because that's none of our business what they say. What we need to focus on is what God says about us, what God says to us. And God has said, I love you. You are my child. I'll take care of you. I got this. Amen. That's what God is saying, even right now, even right today. Amen. God has got us in the palm of His hands. Amen. God said, nobody, nothing can take us away from His love. Nothing can snatch us out of His hand. When we've been given to God, when God chooses us and we choose God, we serve Him, we love Him, we're keeping His commands. Amen. We are full of joy. This is a young person. You're full of joy. You are full of happiness. Because, amen, you know, regardless, despite of, God's got it. He's got it all in control. God's got it all under control. He is sovereign. God sits on the throne. It doesn't matter what we see on the news. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with your teachers, with your principals. It doesn't matter if even in your own family, your own people who said they were your friends, they said they had your back, but then they turned their back on you. Then they did something to stab you in the back. And you're like, that is not of God. That is not right. Where is God in this? So why didn't God have this? But listen, God has always been there. God will always be there. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. God says, I will never do it. Never, never, never. How many people in our lives who could make that type of promise? See, God's promises are yes, always yes. When He makes a promise, God keeps His promises. He's not like people. People do lie. People do hurt us. But God says, I got you. You're always, you know, you're always on my mind. How many are the thoughts? We cannot even probably, like, God thinks of us. Isn't that something? God even thinks of us. God even thought of us while we were yet not even trying to serve Him, while we were yet trying to do our own thing, while we're yet not ignoring Him, while we're yet being with our friends, partying, having fun, doing what, turning up, you know, doing everything. But God says, hey, I still got you. I'm still looking over you. I still got this, and I will have this for all eternity. I'm your God. I'm your Father. I love you. And that is comforting words. That is peaceful words. That is healing words to me. That will give us comfort and peace beyond what any other book, any other, the Bible is a book of encouragement and comfort about God. You need something that's going to be positive. Read God's word, because you will know about God's word. You will know the truth. Amen. And it says in the word of God that truth will make us free. God, it will make us free from what people say, free from the world, free from anything that's negative. And that's God's plan. His plans are to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us a hope in the future. Listen, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. He'll be gracious to you, turn His face toward you, and give you and I peace. We need a peace, don't we? You and I, we need peace, young people. We need peace that surpasses all understanding. And He will give us that peace. Thank God for you. Have a blessed rest of the day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. This is Pastor Katisa. Say God bless and I love you. And more, God loves you more. Amen.